Hi, Tim. Dave Ross at Cairo. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. And you were the former CEO of K2, right?
I was.
And what do you do now?
I'm the chief operating officer at a ski area in southwestern Colorado called Silverton Mountain.
Ah. So, Tim, what was it that first made you decide you needed treatment?
Well, I've been struggling with a knee that didn't have a lot of meniscus left. My right knee, I had a bad accident about 12 years ago up in Alaska, went tumbling down a couloir and really beat up my meniscus and also tore my ACL. But the ACL got repaired and the meniscus was quite thin and it was just aching all the time. So I've been wearing a unloader brace for about 5-6 years. And Dr. Wagner is my primary care physician, and I went in and had my physical about a year and a half ago now, and he asked me, how is everything, you looking good? And I said, well, other than my knee is really aching, and he told me that he was doing the stem cell therapy, and would you like to give it a try? And the alternative was total knee replacement, so I thought I'd give it a go, and the results have been really great.
What was it like walking around on that knee before you had the procedure?
It honestly wasn't terrible. It was, it was mostly like when I was sitting on a chairlift and my skis and boots were hanging off the chair, and it just would get real achy. And, after a full day of skiing, it would ache. But just walking around, I was fully ambulatory and, I didn't have a lot of recurrent pain, just in normal, day-to-day kind of activities, but it was more like during athletic things like skiing where it started to really ache.
Mm-hmm. Which was pretty, and that was annoying?
It was annoying, and, skiing is kind of an equipment-intensive sport anyway, so to have a brace with you every time you went skiing was just like another thing to have to think about and deal with, and unloader braces are not terribly comfortable because they basically attempt to, open up the lateral compartment. In my case, the outside of my knee needed to get the pressure relieved on it. So I wore this brace and it wasn't really comfortable. This is bending my knee open to the outside to try and relieve the pressure on it. So, but subsequent to that, since the stem cell therapy, it has been really a remarkable transition to, really normal feeling knee.
Do you still use the brace?
No. No, I didn't use the brace all last season. I had the procedure done in September 2016, and prior season, the 16-17 season, I skied probably 80 days last year and didn't wear the brace at all and really didn't have any pain.
No aching on the chairlift either?
Nope. No, it was great. It was kind of remarkable.
When Dr. Wagner told you that he was going to inject stem cells into your knee and that was going to fix this, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was a better alternative than getting, somebody to, cut my knee apart and pound parts into it. So I thought, I'd give it a try.
Did you believe it was going to work? Because it sounds like science fiction, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound like science fiction, and you have to have some space in your knee. You can't be truly bone on bone. If you're bone on bone, I don't think you're a candidate, or you are not a candidate for stem cell therapy. But I've maintained a space of a couple millimeters in my knee and between the meniscus and menisci, and so there was a chance it was going to work, and I figured better than get my knee replaced.
And so how long was it from the time you got the injection to the time when you said, hey, I don't need this brace anymore?
It was about 3 or 4 months before I really started to feel the effects of it. I spent about 2 weeks with really limited, activity. And then beginning the third week, I started riding my bicycle on, flat terrain, staying in the saddle, not getting up and pushing on it too hard. I did that for about 2-3 weeks, pretty moderate bicycle riding. And then after about a month 5 weeks, I started to resume normal activity, normal exercise, preseason training, and did that throughout the fall last year and had a fantastic season.
Mm. Did that surprise you? And when you started realizing, wow, this is feeling better, what did you think?
Well, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised that, you know, I was going to find some relief and an alternative to get my knee replaced. And, you know, I'm probably still a candidate for that at some point out in the future. But, you know, this is really just buying me time, I think, until the technology gets better or maybe stem cell therapy becomes more sophisticated. And, you know, it's a permanent solution. But I'm honestly not thinking about it as the end of this whole process with this knee, because, you know, there's not a lot of room in that knee, as I said. So
right.
I'm just hopeful that it's going to be positive longer term and that other therapies may become available.
Have you had an MRI on the knee?
I've had a number of MRIs on the knee. I haven't had any MRIs subsequent to the stem cell therapy.
So you haven't been able to, so you can't see what exactly changed, huh?
I can't see exactly what changed, but my assumption is that the procedure did exactly what Dr. Wagner said it would, which was to kind of fill in the cracks in my meniscus, you know, kind of like spackle. So I think it just filled in the gaps, and, you know, that's reduced the pain and probably provided a little bit more cushioning inside the joint.
Mm. Is the needle scary?
The needle is not terribly scary. I mean, the procedure involves, taking some blood out of you and then a small incision in your lower back to get some fat tissue out. And then the only really painful part of the procedure was when they put the needle into my iliac crest, into my hip. You get a really weird sensation of negative pressure when they're sucking the bone marrow out of you. And that was quite uncomfortable. And then they spin all that stuff up in the subterfuges and then re-inject it. And, you know, when they put 100 cc's or so of solution back into your knee, there's certainly a discomfort. But that really went away within about, 48 hours. You know, the first day was a little bit rough. It was uncomfortable. But by the second, third day, it really felt fine.
So given all that, would you say it was worth it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would for sure do it again if I needed to. And yeah, I have no second thoughts about having, taken the money out of my pocket and do it because the, none of this stuff is covered by medical insurance because it's still an experimental treatment.
Right. All right, Tim. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Dave.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.